It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. A couple of weeks after gutting a California net neutrality bill over the objections of its author, a state assemblyman and that author announced a deal to restore the measure's restrictions on internet providers. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
State Senator Scott Wiener, the bill's author, says it will once again include all of the major provisions that the Assembly Committee removed last month.
We didn't give up any of the key protections for net neutrality.
Wiener says the bill will once again ban internet providers like AT&T and Comcast from charging websites fees to reach customers or from incentivizing certain companies' content by exempting them from data caps. Assemblyman Miguel Santiago, the committee chair, had stripped both those provisions, which internet providers objected to.
We sat down right after that and said, hey, we got to work on this and get it right. This is where we're at now.
Santiago suggested the rewritten bill could better withstand an expected court challenge from the federal government should it become law, although none of the lawmakers would point to specific changes. They'll release the new bill language next month. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, favorable weather has allowed crews to make steady progress on the county fire burning in Yolo and Napa counties. The fire has burned 88,000 acres and is now 33% contained. CAL FIRE's Anthony Brown says they have nearly 3,500 people working on that fire.
When the fires die down in the North State, we get resources from those fires. They show up here to this incident that kind of either backfill or relieve crews that have been working on the fire line, 24-hour shifts.
While nearly 1,000 structures remain under threat, there have been no reports of structures lost or damaged by the fire that started Saturday afternoon in Yolo County, east of Lake Berryessa. Roughly 2,500 people have been forced from their homes since the blaze started. Some have been allowed to return home as mandatory evacuations are lifted and containment grows. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.